Oleg.
Yes.
What's happening?
History is happening. We are making history today, all together.
So can you describe what you was doing a few minutes ago?
We had a huge aerial picture depicting the most important number in the world, 350, on a big city square in Malmö, southern Sweden. And there were a few hundred people, young and old, white and brown, and from over 40 countries of the world, sitting on the cold asphalt together and feeling so happy and feeling like we're doing something really, really significant and important.
And why 350 is so important?
Because it's a criteria for survival for many species, for many countries and nations in this world. If the concentrations of greenhouse gases go well above this limit, and today we are at 435 parts per million carbon dioxide equivalent in the atmosphere, then climate change becomes more and more uncontrollable, and the consequences of climate change become more and more serious. That's why it is so important to get back to this safe limit, 350, and go below that as soon as possible.
Governments will meet in Copenhagen at the end of this year with United Nations to talk about a new Kyoto Protocol. Do you think that 350 becomes this target?
Well, currently 350 ppm is in the draft text of the new treaty. So hopefully the actions that are happening today all over the world will contribute to political will to keep this number, this criteria in the negotiating text. Because anything else will not be ambitious enough. Anything that doesn't guarantee survival for every country, for every nation on the world, will not be ambitious enough. And I personally cannot accept a treaty that doesn't guarantee this survival.
And do you think that this aerial photo and event in the world is enough to save the climate?
It's not pictures and actions are just symbolical impressions of people's will to take this issue to the street, to get together, to march, and to show to politicians how many are the people who have this demand and how strong their commitment is if they are taking this issue to the street. So, in a way, yes, I think it is important for people to march together, to join in these actions, and hopefully it will send very clear and very strong signals and messages to the media and to the politicians. And you cannot ignore this. If you try to ignore this, you will not be re-elected. That's our message.
And do you think it's enough to force political people to have a good agreement in Copenhagen? A lot of people are very skeptic about an agreement in Copenhagen.
And that's exactly why we're doing these actions, because right now the situation looks pretty dire. It looks almost hopeless at these negotiations. But we try to shift this process. We try to fundamentally shift the debate at the UN with these actions. So we will see. I have no answer, but we have 6 weeks before the negotiations in Copenhagen. And I personally will work to make sure that all the politicians will get this message directly. And if they don't listen to our collective voice, then I think a lot of people, especially those who took part in the actions today, they will get really pissed off. And when you piss people off, then something happens. So anyway, I'm optimistic whether there will be ambitious, serious outcome of Copenhagen or not. I think this change is now inevitable and unstoppable.